This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Well, hello and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly and I'm joined by Dr. Daryl Glover.
What's up, Jen? How are you doing today?
Doing very well. You know, so Daryl, I gotta bring this up to you because earlier today I caught myself asking what is probably now a really silly question. I was gonna say stupid, but I'll try to give myself a benefit of the doubt. I used to always ask patients, are you on the computer a lot during the day? But I realize now that is not a fruitful question. Because the answer for everybody is yes.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, sometimes we get stuck in that same routine of asking the same questions, and we're saying things, and we're like, wait, did I just really say that? I mean, I know the answer to that. Why am I even asking that question? So you're not alone. I do that sometimes as well, Jen.
So, you know, if you're still finding that you're asking your patients that and realizing that everyone answers yes, this is the podcast for you. We're going to be digging into some data, and we've got an expert guest, as always, to help us break down the numbers. Please welcome to the show, Jonathan Ormsby. He's the Senior Key Account Manager for Transitions Optical.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be here. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, well, thanks for hanging out with us this evening. We're always super excited whenever we have one of our Transitions family members on the show because you always give a lot of great insight. The whole Transitions team is just they have so much knowledge, a wealth of knowledge, and just able to convey the message of how great the products you have as well. So we're super excited to hang out with you today.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here. Appreciate that. And we'll do our best, huh?
So Jonathan is going to help us break down a really interesting piece of data that was published earlier this year. Transitions Optical conducted a workplace wellness survey, and it looked at over 1,300 U.S. adults. Can you break down the data and what it was trying to kind of show us as eye care professionals?
Yeah, of course. So for more than a decade now, Transitions Optical has conducted an annual survey of employees whose employers offer vision benefits to help identify kind of the key trends in eye health and help us gauge their perception of vision benefits and premium eyewear options. And over the years, the surveys have reinforced the value placed on sight enhancing and protecting eyewear and the influence that Transitions lenses specifically have on an employee's desire to enroll in or utilize vision benefits. So specifically for this year, our annual Transitions Workplace Wellness Survey was conducted online, of course, among 1,300 nationally representative U.S. adults, all over the age of 18, employed full-time or part-time, whose employers offered vision benefits. And this year, we asked questions to really help us identify the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic had on employees' eye health and their overall eye care. And so we also wanted to learn how the pandemic may have shaped their perspectives on the importance of annual eye exams, blue light protective eyewear, and enrolling in vision benefit plans.
Okay, so what did the survey indicate about how COVID-19 is affecting eye care for employees?
Yeah, so, you know, a few things, I think a little bit of a surprise and some things not so much a surprise, but this year's survey revealed that since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, a rising number of employees report looking toward eyewear as a potential solution for digital eye strain and blue light filtration. The increased interest in protective eyewear could be in part because employees also reported spending more time in front of their work computer screens since the pandemic began. And specifically, the survey found that over half of employees spend more time in front of their work computer screens now than pre-pandemic, with one in five employees reporting that they spend at least three more hours in front of their screen. And additionally, among those employees with increased screen time, 85% said that they experienced digital eye strain frequently. So as a result of increased screen time, employees share a growing concern about their eye health. And most notably, the survey found that nearly half of employees are more concerned about digital eye strain overall and light sensitivity than they were before the pandemic began. And additionally, this year's survey revealed over a quarter of employees are more concerned about eye damage from prolonged blue light exposure. So I think these findings emphasize the importance of eyewear when it comes to protecting and preserving employee eye health.
Dale, I know you've been experiencing this in your clinic. I mean, people are definitely coming in asking for help. They are looking for, if they've never worn glasses before, if they've worn glasses, what can they do with their glasses to make them more protective, to make them more functional? But gosh, our patients are suffering right now.
Oh yeah, it's no doubt about it, Jan. And you know, the pandemic, it really did a number to the eyes, but it also brought, you know, eye care to the forefront, right? Because now, rather than me having to spark this conversation, patients coming in and they know all about blue light, and they're, you know, asking, do I have a solution for them to be able to solve this problem? So, you know, although it's causing a lot of strain on the eyes, it's actually a great thing for us as optometrists.
It's a great opportunity, right?
Great opportunity. It's no doubt about it. But, you know, I'm just thankful to be able to have solutions to be able to have for my patients when they come in with these problems.
And, you know, one of the stats that you mentioned that I think is a big takeaway is 85% of people are saying they're experiencing increased symptoms of digital eye strain. And but digital eye strain, there's so many symptoms involved with that. And the survey did a great job of classifying those symptoms. 51% of patients are reporting headaches. 48% are reporting dry eye. 29% are reporting light sensitivity. So it's multifactorial. Digital eye strain is so much more than just eyes feeling tired at the end of the day. There's a lot of symptoms that these patients are going through that, you know, we're trying to address when we prescribe eyewear solution. So I guess our takeaway from that one is our patients have problems. What do eye care professionals need to know from this data about what do we do to help?
Yeah, so according to this year's survey results, the COVID-19 pandemic really not only affected employee eye health, but the pandemic and its restrictions also impacted eye care professionals, unsurprisingly. But the survey found that as a result of the pandemic, over a quarter of employees had to delay their annual eye exams and delay purchasing eyeglasses or contact lenses. We also found that 17% of employees use remote options for vision care, like telehealth. And additionally, with the CDC now reporting that almost half of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, employees may feel a lot safer about in-person contact and begin to flood back into eye care professionals' practices. If they haven't already, I'm sure you guys are probably dealing with a little of that. I know when I went to go make an appointment at my dentist recently, the earliest they could get me in was mid-November. So. But I think on the other side, this can be a great opportunity for eye care professionals to really recommend to them premium lens products like Transitions lenses that can help with their light sensitivity, all while blocking 100% of UVA and UVB and helping protect their eyes from harmful blue light.
Oh yeah, I agree with you 100%, Jonathan. This is our time. I am experiencing that flood. Jen, I'm pretty sure you're experiencing that flood of patients coming in, and this is a great time to really take the lead as healthcare professionals, especially when it comes to digital eye strain and dry eyes and, you know, all the things that are impacted by looking at these digital devices for countless hours. I always like to be a hero in the exam lane, so I'm taking full advantage of this and I'm giving these solutions that really help to accommodate my patient's lifestyle and take it to the next level, whether it's them sitting in front of that monitor for countless hours or watching, you know, Netflix or something like that on a blue a digital monitor where it gives blue light. I'm just taking advantage of the opportunity that's at hand for eye care professionals, because we want to make the world better. We want to make people understand that we get to work with the most precious sense known to mankind, known as vision. And in order to eliminate or reduce eye fatigue and strain, we have to produce or prescribe the right solutions. What is it looking like in your practice, Jen?
Yeah, I mean, just like you, obviously we're very, very busy with people who need legitimate help. People are not coming in saying, no problems, no issues, just here to get my new prescription. There's no exams happening like that. Our second location opened up cold October 2019, so we really didn't have a big patient base. And as a cold star, I have to say, you know, you guys I know are super booked out. You're at a longstanding practice. I'm feeding off of all the people who are calling your office, Daryl, and we'll book out like a month or two. I can see him today. Like, so our books are full. So no matter where you are in eye care, a cold start, a long established practice, you are busy right now.
Yeah. It's a great problem to have. And I hope it continues this way. I mean, honestly, I feel like for the last 6 months, it's been December straight. You know, it's been January, same numbers as December, February, the same. I mean, it's been nonstop and it's been great. Again, you know, the awareness that this pandemic has brought to eye care is just, it's phenomenal. It's really allowed us to be the leaders in the healthcare system and really give guidance to our patients. So I'm loving every second of it, Jen. Tired, I'm loving every second of it.
Tired, yeah. But, you know, you mentioned, I think, something earlier that's a really key takeaway. We're all busy. We all have patients right now coming into us. But I think we can't expect that to continue forward and be a lasting relationship unless we're actually prescribing solutions to the problems that patients are presenting us with. So if you're coming in, listening to people have XXX complaints and you're writing the prescription and passing it over that copy and not taking the time to educate about what the advantage of a premium anti-reflective coating, a premium product like Transitions lenses for light sensitivity, what that's going to mean and do, and your patient's just getting that prescription filled anywhere online and not getting the solutions as prescribed, what the patient's not going to see, like, oh, I bought bad glasses. They're going to think, I went to the doctor and they didn't make me any better. So we have a window of opportunity to make one lasting impression. And if they don't get the solutions you prescribed and you haven't educated that, then the patient won't have seen any value in coming in for that exam.
Jen, I love what you just stated. And education is key. I mean, we have to educate our patients because our patients are educated. Mm-hmm. Patients come to my exam room and they're asking about blue light protection. They're asking about a solution to solve tired eyes. They know about this. And for the patients that don't bring it up before I do, as soon as I bring it up, they're like, yeah, I read about blue light, and they'll start, you know, kicking off some stats and things of that nature as well. So it's very important to make sure that you are really prescribing from the chair and not just, as you mentioned, Jen, giving a prescription and handing off to optical. You really have to give a holistic answer and break down everything top to bottom and be able to connect, you know, the functional piece to what you're finding with the eyes as well. So I love that point, Jen. That's very true. So I'm curious, Jonathan, you know, we were talking about eye care professionals. What does the survey results mean for employees? What kind of data do you have in regards to that?
Yeah, good question, Dr. Glover. Happy to share. So according to this year's survey, we saw almost 6 in 10 employees report that they experienced more eye fatigue symptoms due to increased screen time since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And as Dr. Lyerly mentioned earlier, some of those top symptoms reported include headaches and dry eye. And additionally, employees cite light sensitivity as another symptom of their eye fatigue due to increased screen time. And so ultimately, our survey revealed that in the next 12 months, these employees tend to look more towards eyewear to help alleviate those digital eye strain symptoms. And specifically, 1 in 3 employees says he or she will seek information on blue light eyeglasses, update a prescription, or buy new eyeglasses. While in comparison, only 24% of employees said they'd use a blue light screen filter, 22% said they'd change their computer monitor to deal with blue light issues. And so with the rise of digital eye strain since COVID-19, it really emphasizes the importance of eyewear when it comes to helping protect and preserve employee eye health. And as demand for blue light protection increases, it's also important that employees remember to protect their eyes while outdoors from harmful UV rays, so that they have a better vision experience overall.
Yeah, and I think that's the piece. We have to connect the dots. Blue light is everywhere. It's not just on your cell phone. It's not just on your tablet. It's not just on your computer monitor. I mean, we have to think about when we're watching Netflix and chilling. We have to think about when we go outside and the sun is there. So why not have a lens solution or option that's going to help, you know, solve those problems? And Transitions does a phenomenal job when it comes to that. And it just makes life easier. I mean, you don't have to think about anything. You literally put on your glasses and you can go from any lighting condition and that lens is going to adapt to that lighting condition. It's phenomenal. It's easy. It's something that patients love. The satisfaction rate is through the roof. I mean, it's just something that can really help elevate your practice and that patient experience as well.
I think I love the stat that you mentioned about the number of patients who are going to seek more information about blue light glasses. All right. We all know maybe they're going to ask their doctor, but when you seek more information, what are you typically typing things in Google? And you guys know, like, there are so much information, misinformation, a ton of stuff when you type in blue light research. American Medical Association has come out with some pretty negative things about blue light specifically. And then you read some more of the research and the data, and it's all about how it's presented and what it's prescribed as a solution for. So I do take that extra time in the exam to talk about, what am I prescribing for eye health reasons and the science behind that? What am I prescribing for light sensitivity and glare reduction and the scientific reasons for that? But our patients might come across information that misguides them about what the solution does and means. We have to be that resource to clear everything up and put it into perspective. And so while we know we are all busy, there's more onus on the doctor than ever to be a source of legitimate information. And transitions lenses for that UV protection, that's the important part for the health protection part. I want your eyes to be less light sensitive. I want you to get less headaches. Believe me, I want your eyes to be healthy. And it's a total solution package.
Yeah. And the other piece that we have to look at as well is in regards to, or in addition to educating about the literature, is we have to practice what we preach. I mean, how many times do I say this on this podcast? I mean, every doctor that is in an exam lane and prescribing from the chair needs to have glasses on. Even if you have contacts, have computer glasses on over that. You know, you need to have some type of protection, because if you're educating a patient that they need to use blue light protection, yet you have no glasses on, why would they believe you? Why would they take advice from you? They are going to you because you are the resource. You are the expert in the field. That's the reason why they're coming to see you. So make sure that not only do you have the literature available to educate and hit them with those amazing statistics like Jen likes to do, but also practice what you preach. Make sure you have a nice pair of glasses on with blue light protection and anti-reflective coating as well.
Daryl, just look at this podcast. You're preaching to the choir. I can tell all of us have on and transitions lenses right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jen.
So obviously at the top of the show, Jonathan, you mentioned that the survey is really investigating over the past decade that's been running the interest and the perceived value of enrolling in vision care benefits. So what did this year's survey glean as far as that goes and patients' interest in signing up for vision plans?
Yeah, so specific to this year, you know, the survey revealed that employees really have a growing interest in vision benefits plans, especially when it comes to blue light, with almost 9 out of 10 saying they'd be more likely to enroll in a vision benefits plan that covers eyewear that protects against harmful blue light. So the influence of transitions lenses specifically on vision and benefits enrollment is also really high. We had 83% of employees say that they'd be more likely to enroll in a vision benefits plan that specifically covered authentic transitions lenses. So premium lens options like transitions brand lenses are covered or offered at discounted rate by many quality vision plans. And they can help reduce that harmful blue light exposure we've been talking about. And so this is ultimately good news for employers, considering 9 out of 10 employees agreed in our 2019 workplace wellness survey that wearing lenses that protect against harmful blue light will actually make them more productive.
That's a stat that I think we all should be sharing with our patients. So that's a good statement.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you see this all the time in your practice. I do too. People come in, they have excellent insurance benefits through their employer. They have extremely low prescription where they'll tell me like, oh, I see fine. But you know, we can prescribe with even a 0.5, a 0.75 prescription. Prescription sunglasses, it's so healthy for your eyes. Let's utilize your plan. Here's another, you know, great opportunity where we could do computer glasses. Let's relieve some of that eye strain. Let's protect your eyes and make you more productive at work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to wear glasses 100% of your day all the time, but glasses to help achieve some relief from these strain symptoms that you're experiencing, you've got great benefits with your plan for that. Let's utilize them.
Yeah, Jen, you know me. Everyone gets glasses when they come to see me. I don't care if you don't have any prescription at all. You need glasses because, again, sunglasses, you got to protect yourself from UV damage. You know, it helps to serve as a barricade from any type of dust, wind, debris that may hit the eyes. We all live on a computer or some type of digital device. So as you mentioned, you need computer glasses and you need your regular glasses. So every patient that walks through my door always gets those three prescriptions: regular glasses, computer glasses, and sunglasses. And then sometimes I get very detailed, more task specific. Maybe they play the piano and they need that certain range, that certain distance. I prescribe per lifestyle, and in everyone's lifestyle, they need glasses of some sort. I cannot stress that enough. It drives me crazy if I train a new doctor coming in and they just let a patient walk without giving them a prescription. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. It's the worst thing you can do. Not only are you doing a disservice to your patient, but you're doing a disservice to your practice. And if you want to be able to keep your patients loyal, you have to educate them on why they need these solutions to be able to take care of their eyes.
I'm all on board. You've got me trained here.
You know, I'll get to going, Jen. I love eyewear, but I understand the importance of it. I know how to connect the dots. My patients get it. They understand it. When they come back the following year, if they didn't get the solutions that I prescribed, they're like, you know what, Dr. Glover? This year, I want to get those computer glasses. As a matter of fact, I've heard a lot of that this past year because
I bet you have.
From home, they were like, Dr. Glover, I think I might need those computer glasses now. I'm like, no, you needed them 2-3 years ago when I told you about them. You just kind of late to the show here. So we got to, get it together. But, it's just, again, great opportunity. But as long as you plant that seed, these patients will start thinking about it. And when they come in, 6 months down the road, a year later, it's less, having to talk to them about it. They already know that, okay, this year, computer glasses, this year, sunglasses, this year, regular glasses and sunglasses. So it's just easier to connect the dots. And again, you're making your patients happy.
Well, so we know that from the survey, employees are interested more than ever in enrolling in their vision care benefits. But what does that mean to businesses and employers?
Good news is, in addition to this year's workplace wellness survey, we actually also conducted a global consumer behavior survey in 2020. So just last year. And that revealed that 70% of people indicated that protecting their eyes and their eye health is more important to them now than pre-pandemic. So with more employees looking toward eyewear and harmful blue light filtration options, ensuring that a workplace offers comprehensive vision benefits plans that cover premium eyewear options is really more essential than ever for businesses. But the good news is, many vision plans and optical companies also offer complimentary resources about vision benefits and premium lens options that can help it alleviate digital eye strain and other problems faced by today's workers. So employers should really be proactive in initiating those conversations with their benefits brokers and plans to ensure they know which plans cover these options. And by offering eyewear that helps protect and enhance vision, employers can really in turn see a boost in productivity that we talked about earlier in that overall employee satisfaction.
Yeah, I love that. And if we can really make that connection between HR and the employees and then coming to see your optometrist, just imagine that circle of life. How many more happier patients will have, how work life will increase. The employer will be happy, the employee, the patient will be happy, and just the loyalty to our practice will just be through the roof. So I love all this data that I'm hearing. It's music to my ears. We just got to make sure the masses see this data to understand the importance of, a comprehensive eye exam, but also the need for these solutions to really elevate the work of these employees at their day-to-day activities with their job.
I love that there's research that shows this is, like you said, Daryl, it's a true circle. And as a private practice, even a larger practice, I don't think we sometimes overlook, like we'll hear so many people when they talk about building practices, go out to talk to nurses and other doctors. I mean, those are all things that you should be doing too. But if there is a large employer in your area or an employer who, has a lot of safety glasses needs or things like that, developing a relationship with their HR where you present about what you can offer, what you can do. We have developed a lot of really great relationships in our local communities with employers where, hey, we've talked about what we can provide for them. They've matched the benefit plans to match with what we can offer. And it's an active referral pattern in both directions. We help their employees see great on the job and take care of any emergencies that they need. And they're helping their employees utilize their great plans that they're getting through their workplace at our offices. So such a missed opportunity, I think, if you haven't reached out to an HR member or a person in charge of those benefit plans enrollment in your local community about how much you could help their employees.
Yeah, Jen, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, at the end of the day, we are in the people's business and everything revolves around relationships. And you have to reach out to your community and make those relationships. You have to form those relationships with your patients. And once you're able to make that happen, the magic takes place from there. You don't have to work anymore. You just have to give the solution that patient's coming in for. I love that approach that you take, Jen. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so much really great information that was gleaned from the survey. Jonathan, if you had to give us like one key takeaway that an eye care provider needs to know and incorporate into the practice right now, what do you think that main point is?
Let me just kind of summarize the survey results from this year. And I think they overall highlight the importance of healthy sight, both from, for employees and for employers, especially when it comes to protecting and preserving employee eye health through regular comprehensive eye exams in this new digital age. And as demand for protection from blue light increases, it's also important that eye care professionals remember to talk about photochromic lenses, light transitions, light intelligent lenses is an option to help protect their patient's eyes and enhance vision both indoors and out. So it's also, I think, important to note that the increase in concern about eye health and harmful blue light protection is unlikely to subside as employees continue to work from home in the future. When we asked about employers' plans for heading back to the office after the pandemic, almost half of employees said that they'll continue to work at home at least part-time, compared to only 41% saying they go back to the office full time. So with that, you know, I just want to mention also that eye care professionals can access as complimentary resources from Transitions at transitionspro.com/bluelight. And this webpage is ours dedicated to help eye care professionals explain, emphasize the importance and benefits of premium lens products like Transitions brand lenses to their patients.
It's so wonderful that you guys are doing all that work and then making it available to all of us so we can learn from our patients. How important is it to hear from our patients and get the feedback from the people who actually are needing our help? And that's something that a lot of us don't actively do is poll our patients to see what they're really wanting.
Yeah, it makes sense, Jen. I mean, why bring in products? Why bring in solutions that you think are going to work? Why not actually have the real solutions that's going to make a change and impact that patient and make their life easier all around, whether they're at work, you know, sitting down and spending numerous hours in front of that computer, whether they're out with their family hanging out for the weekend, whether they're just chilling, watching TV. Find a solution that the patients want. And Transitions Optical has been able to do that for us. So we definitely need to utilize that information and be able to help our patients live their best lives.
Thank you so much for your time and joining us on the show. And you guys check out that website if you want to learn more about this research and the great technology that exists for your patients.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars and make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.